This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett, still live in Nashville, and I found what some would call the OG of Froggy 101. Now, we've been talking to a lot of reps here, but one of the reps I ran into is Mike Krinnick. Now, you may not know that name, but if you work in radio, you know, especially in Northeast PA, because you used to be, what I hear, is the toughest man in radio in Froggy 101. You used to run Froggy 101.
I did. I hope I wasn't the toughest man. And
now, listen, I never worked under you, so I can get away.
Tony Banks on KRZ was the toughest man.
Listen, I never had to work under you. Now, you always call me for Tyler Hubbard, Brothers Osborne, things like that. But I never had to call you boss, which is nice.
Hey, listen, we were in a heated battle with KRZ. We had to win.
Right, so you...
And so if I was tough, I didn't know I was. So, but I was demanding.
So what I heard
but
was...
But we had to beat KRZ.
So what you people may not hear is, if nowadays, cell phones weren't around back then, but if someone...
They were around, but it wasn't like the Apple phone. Yeah.
So if someone's on the phone, I heard you would walk by and go, hey, are you on the air? Then hang up your phone.
Exactly.
And then you told me today that you heard someone not doing the best breaks they could do while you were washing your car, and what happened?
I asked them, I said, do you want to be here anymore, or do you not want to be here anymore?
You drove back from the car.
I did. I drove back. Dale was washing his car. Shadow was washing his car.
And you
and
said,
I drove
hey.
Back, and I met with this DJ in my office, and I said, listen, if you want to be here, fine. I need 101%. But... if, like, you're not into this anymore, then fine. But don't waste our time.
So
me and my crew.
You go from running Froggy 101 to now running Nashville, essentially.
No, I don't run that. I run the Northeast for
you run
my
the
records.
Right, sure.
That
so,
I do. But
so how does that happen?
You know, Northeast PA resident,
yep.
A former star, Jimmy Harnon from
okay.
Plymouth, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Was my rep when I ran Froggy 101. He
had a couple.
He worked for Dreamworks Records. But he was my Northeast regional.
He had a top number one, didn't he?
He did. Yes. Well, and I think Doc Medic and Jeff Walker, those guys like broke
sure,
the record.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But he went to country music in Nashville, and he ran the Northeast like I do now for EMI Records. He ran it for Dreamworks Records, and he would promote me on Toby Keith and. Well, Toby Keith was the big one, the really big one. I can't remember the other artists he worked with, but that's a superstar enough. We broke Toby Keith. But he then left DreamWorks Records and went to Capitol Records and asked me if I wanted to join him.
And you said, sure?
And I was like, okay. And he moved me to San Diego, and I ran the West Coast for Capitol Records.
And now you're back on the East Coast.
Now I'm back in the Northeast, and I live in Nashville.
So
it's a lot cheaper to live in Nashville than it is in
San
Diego.
So is it weird to come home to Northeast PA every once in a while and see what's changed?
I love it because while nothing changes, everything changes.
It
really
sure.
does. Seriously.
So do you ever sit there and
like
think...
Like the old staples are still there, but sure. then you look behind the radio station or in front of the radio station and it's unrecognizable.
It's yeah.
It's totally unrecognizable.
So do you ever think...
When I was there, like they built the arena. Like oh, like
the arena,
almost,
yes.
The arena almost didn't get built.
That's, arena, yes.
Yes. So it was a big, big deal.
So do you ever come back and go, you know what, maybe I want to stay back here, or are you happy in Nashville?
I like it in Nashville. Nashville's growing. It's economically amazing, and I mean, seriously, there's so many major companies moving here.
And
I don't want to say the wealth, but you can see that there's a lot happening.
Sure.
Restaurants, airlines, direct flights to Europe.
So it's a place to come to.
Boutique hotels. It's electric.
It's the place to be.
The amount of technology.
Sure.
The tech companies they're moving here from Silicon Valley. It's
and really maybe, something. Maybe you could just tell us, because you kind of gave me this hint today at dinner. Eric Church has got some new music coming.
He does have new music.
And we can really look forward to this.
It's a solid radio hit from Eric Church. It will be coming soon. It's not even mastered yet. But in the next coming days, you will hear it.
There you go, guys.
And hopefully you'll hear it on 101.3.
Hey, don't you start pushing that on my listeners. But there you go. Krennic, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.